Welcome to everyone who's here. Thank you for coming.
You're
I guess we next time maybe we have to move to a classroom because there's not so much room here. We're taking up a lot of space. So we start. We're going to start today with the second parak, and we'll do a few sugyos, quote unquote sugyos today. So the second parak starts off with the Mishnah. Ha'ish mekadesh bo v'shlucho on the malaf and malaf. A man can marry, can do kedushin through himself or through a shliach. Ha'ish mekadesh bo v'shlucho. A woman can do. Can accept kedushin through herself or through a shliach, and ish mekadesh as pito kishi nara bo v'shulcha. And then a father can marry his daughter when she's a nara, himself or with a shliach. The Gemara asks, once I say I can have a shliach, so I already say bo. I understand v'shulcha, but once I say shulcha, you know, kosh can he can do it himself. If he could do it with himself, if he could do it through a shliach, then of course he could do it through himself. So the Gemara gives two answers. The first and we dealt with both. Both. First answer is I think Rasafra that mitzvah bo yosur mebishlucha that the reason why we have to say bo is because you should know that it's more of a mitzvah to do things yourself. Right? We had a very mundane Rashi. Rashi says that the reason why it's a mitzvah is because you get more schar, which is a little strange, but that's not what most Rishonim understand. The reason I can explain it's always better to do a mitzvah yourself. It's always better to be involved on your own than to have a shliach do it for you. And that was our first answer. Our second answer is that it's also for a person to use a shliach. You have to do it yourself. So we're going to stick with our first answer for now. Mitzvah bo yosur mebishlucha. That's better to do it yourself than to have someone else do it for you. And the question we dealt with was, what is the mitzvah of kiddushin? Right? What mitzvah is it? Mitzvah bo. Great, it's a mitzvah to do kiddushin. But what is this mitzvah to kiddushin? But the bigger question we had was that Rav Safra goes and brings two proofs. He says, like we see by certain rebbeim. Oh, this was Rav Safra, right? We see by certain rebbeim that they would, one would salt the fish, one would prepare the meat in a certain way, that they would obviously prepare for Shabbos themselves. Right? Rav Safra would be Machrech Reisha, and Rava would be Malach Shibuta. So these Rebbeim would prepare for Shabbos. And the question we asked is, one second, so whatever the mitzvah condition is, we'll get there in a second. But we're trying to bring a proof that you should do a mitzvah by yourself, but then the proof we bring is a Hechsher mitzvah. Preparing for Shabbos is just a Hechsher mitzvah, right? This is, anyone following along, this is Sugya number 12. So what's pshat? So we gave different answers. One answer we gave was the Rush. The Rush said kiddushin is a hechsher mitzvah too. That kiddushin is a hechsher mitzvah. Shabbos is a hechsher mitzvah. And so the reason why the Gemara brings a proof of from a hechsher mitzvah to a mitzvah is because it's not really bringing it to a mitzvah. It's bringing it to a hechsher mitzvah. So that answers our question. Now, why would he call mitzvah bo yosur mishulcha if it's really hechsher mitzvah? So we could say a hechsher mitzvah is really considered a mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. Fine. Now the Rush holds that the preparation of kiddushin is for pru or vu to have kids. So the reason why you do kiddushin is a hechsher mitzvah. It's a way the best way to have kids is if you're married to the woman. So therefore, that's how it works. It comes to Rambam and says no, the opposite. Right? The Rush said both are hechsher mitzvah. The Rambam comes and says no, both are actually mitzvah. That we know kiddushin is a mitzvah. Kiddushin is its own mitzvah to do kiddushin. He even lists it in a sefer mitzvot. It's one of the mitzvahs I'll say to be mekayesh and isha. And he says that preparing for Shabbos is also a mitzvah. It's its own mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos. And so preparing for Shabbos is a mitzvah. Therefore, we learn a proof from a mitzvah, to a mitzvah. Now, we give two nafkaminos. Nafkamino number one is, if the whole point of Berachas Eirusin, according to the Rush, is just a hechsher mitzvah of Kiddushin to get to prove. So let's say you have a woman, Chas v'Shalom, who's either too old, which is not a bad thing, or she's an islandish, she can't have kids for whatever reason, or the man can't have kids, the man's sterile, right? So do we say this Birchus Erison on this Kiddushin or not? So according to the Rambam, yeah, according to the Rambam, Kiddushin is its own mitzvah, and so therefore we do make a bracha, and we do make the Birchus Erison for the Kiddushin, because the whole point is Kiddushin is a standalone mitzvah. However, the Rush says, no, it's just a hechitim to peruvu. So if kiddushin is just a peruvu, so if you can't do peruvu, we know that they're sterile, so then there's no need for the berachas erusin, says the Rush. Nafkamina number two was, does mitzvah bo yosur mebishlucha apply in an objective hechsher mitzvah? Meaning, not one that the Rambam and Rush agree what a hechsher mitzvah, it's a hechsher mitzvah or mitzvah. But let's say, for example, this is an example I keep giving, I don't know if it's actually true, but probably not, I know. The example is setting up your menorah with your Hanukkah candles. So you don't light it, you're setting it up, so I assume that's a hechsher mitzvah. So the question is, should you do it on your own, just preparing for mitzvah, or should you have someone, or can you have someone else do it? So the Rush would say that, no, you should do it on your own. Mitzvah bo yosur mebishlucha applies even by hechsher mitzvah. The nafkamina is does mitzvah b'yom mishuach apply by hashem mitzvah? And the reference said yes. The rabbi would say no, only by mitzvah. By hashem mitzvah, you have other people set up for you, but by the mitzvah itself, you should make sure that you're doing it on your own. Fine. That dealt with that sugya. And then at the end, we explain that the Magen explains that the Rambam's the way the Rambam understands the mitzvah, it's not a normal mitzvah, right? The bracha is very strange. The way we do it, it's not really a normal mitzvah. The pasuk even sounds like it's not a mitzvah. Ki yikachish isha, when a man ends up with a woman, it doesn't sound like it's such a mitzvah. The Rambam the Magen explains that the Rambam's mitzvah is that it's a matur of the iser. And normally it's usher to be with a woman, to sleep with a woman without kiddushin. Kiddushin comes and makes her mutter. Similar to shechita, you're not allowed to eat meat. You don't have to eat meat, but you're not allowed to eat meat. The only way to eat meat is to do shechita. So it's a similar type of mitzvah. You're being matir, the itzer. And so we said that if this is how the Rambam has to hold, and we see this, the Rambam explains this in a few places. So then this is why the Rush can't answer. The Rush will not say that way, same way. It's because the Rush holds that you don't need, like the Rush points out in his writing, that you don't need Kiddushin to do Peruvu. You can have a Pilagesh, there are other ways to do Peruvu. You don't need to necessarily have Kiddushin. So therefore, says the Rush, it's not a mitzvah that's Matur and Isser, because you don't need it to be Matur the Isser. And so therefore, we don't actually need it, and so therefore it's not considered a mitzvah, and that's why the Rush does not hold like the Rambam. So again, the Rush does not hold like the Rambam, because the Rambam, according to the Machna, has to hold that it's a mitzvah that is Matur and Isser, a special type of mitzvah. And since, according to the Rush, we don't need, there are other ways to be Matur, this Isser, mitzvah that's Matur and Isser, so according to the Rush, we don't need to be Matur the Isser, so therefore, according to the Rush, the Rush does not hold like the Rambam. Fine. Now, next. So we dealt with... Now, so then we say that this can apply, that the mitzvah bo yosem reshlucha can apply to the seif as well. The seif, we said mitzvah bo yosem reshlucha. That the reason why is the mishnah to say ba if it already said reshlucha? We already know that a woman can do it herself. If once you say shlech could do it, so we answer no. It's better for her to do it on her own. So we asked, well, all the rishonim jump on that and say, one second, we had a tough enough time explaining what the mitzvah is for a man who can do shlech. What's a mitzvah for a woman? What possible mitzvah is there for this woman? So we gave a few answers. Shita lo nadelami gave two. First, we had the Ran. The Ran answers. He says, again, they're all dochek answers because it's a very difficult question. Because the Mishnah is a difficult Mishnah, and so the Gemara has a tough time explaining. Because we said it can't be Isser, right? There is no Isser, there is no Isser for a woman, because Tavla Mezer of Tandu Mila Mezer Armalu, that a woman was desperate to get married. So therefore, you can't give that reason. So the reason why the Mishnah had to say Bo and not Ba and Shlucham must be the first one, which is Mitzvah. So we're stuck. So first answer the Ron gives is no. She helps the man do his Mitzvah, Peru Revu, so it's like a Heksher Mitzvah, and that's considered her Mitzvah, which is obviously a huge Kiddush, but... I guess is empowering and nice that the woman has a, you know, we know that the woman has like a schar, has a portion in her husband's mitzvahs, and so, you know, so as long as if she helps him do peruvu, which she's needed by accepting kiddushin, that leads to peruvu, so she gets to call it her mitzvah as well. Shidalon Adilami's first answer is that it's mitzvah midrabanan for the woman. It's a mitzvah midrabanan that this woman, and the chiddush is we were able to call it a mitzvah, full mitzvah, mitzvah b'yosem reshulcha. But again, once we had the rush earlier that said a heksher mitzvah, then I would say a mitzvah midrabanan obviously should be included. And then the third answer, which is the second answer of the Shidalon Adilami, that there is no mitzvah, but she gets schar for the kiyum ha-mitzvah. It's like, you know, gadol mitzvah v'osa, mishenu mitzvah v'osa. So mitzvah v'osa, not being commanded to do a mitzvah, still gets schar, but not as much schar. So therefore, the woman, even though she's not commanded in this mitzvah, she still does get a mitzvah and schar for doing it. But we said that the question doesn't even get off the ground if you hold like the Rambam. The whole point of kiddushin is to be matur the iser. So then the woman needs to accept kiddushin in order to become mutter to this man. So the Gresham does not get off the ground. That's according to the way the Machlokes explains the Rambam. Fine. Yeah, good. Great. So now we move on to the next sugya, which is that, again, the second. So the question was, once I know Bo, once I know that the bishlucha, that the man can do bishliach, why do I need him to say that he could do it as well? So we answer that the first answer is mitzvah. It's mitzvah boisim bishlucha. The answer is also adam shikai to say isha achyana. That no, a man is not allowed. We say haftalechikamok. A man is not allowed to marry a woman until he sees her. It's also for him to do it. So therefore, if we just said shliach, you assume that it's okay to do with the shliach. Comes to Gemara, comes to Mishnah and says, no, bo uvishlucho, really, you have to do a bo, to do it yourself, because it's also for you to see a woman, because you might come to hate her, and that's not via hafter lebecha kamocha. You'll see something that you thought she's very pretty, you see her in person, and unfortunately she's not, or something about her, you know, bothers you, you're going to get disgusted by her, again, all the lashon of the Gemara, and so that's why the Mishnah had to say, bo uvishlucho. So the obvious question that Tosfos was asking is, one second, the Mishnah said, ha'ishm kadesh bo uvishlucho, a man can marry with himself or a shliach. And now, the Gemara says, well, actually, one of those two ways that we listed is Asr. So, one second, what do you mean? Why would the Mishnah list two ways to do it that both sound like Achila, when one of them is actually Asr? So, Tosfos answers, no. it's the Gemara, the Mishnah is not teaching us the lechachila best way to do kiddushin, and that's bo. The Mishnah is simply teaching mishpatei kiddushin. If you want to know, if someone comes to the Rav, comes to Basin and says, look, this woman, this is the type of kiddushin we did with this woman, we used her shliach. So the Mishnah is teaching you she needs a get if she's considered married. Is it the right way to do it? Absolutely not. But if one did it that way, so then we're teaching that it works, right? Tosfos Rashi explains a little bit more that we're just explaining that it would work, not that this way you should do it. So to come to Tosfos and answers, you want to know why the Mishnah says bo, why the Mishnah says b'shuluch, even though it's quote unquote usher? That is because we're only teaching what works, even midyavet. Comes Rashi gives a different answer. Rashi says, and Ma'aribe Rav explains it within Rashi that. The way Rashi deals with this question of how could it be usher if the Mishnah says it, is that if you could do it yourself, then it's usher. If it's the man's next door neighbor and he could go in, you know, he lives right next to her and he doesn't do it himself, so that's isser. That's the isser the Gemara is talking about. But if the man is, you know, in Israel and he wants to marry, you know, or he's in America, he wants to marry a girl in Israel, so then he could send a shliach because he can't do it himself. So the Ma'aribe Rav says that's Rashi's explanation. It's that it's dependent. Again, the difficulty with this is it says bo uvishlucho. It should have said bo obishlucho, but whatever. The only thing we could do about that, Rav Kondrick said, ooh could mean oh, but whatever. So that's Ma'aribe Rav versus Tosfos. Ma'aribe Rav is Rashi versus Tosfos. Tosfos just says, it's always usher, but the Mishnah is just teaching b'dieved. Rashi, according to Ma'aribe Rav, says, no, when you can do it yourself, it's usher. If you can't do it yourself, then you should use a shliach lechachila. Now we said that this answer of Ma'aribe Rav can also answer an issue, which is how could Yitzchak have married Rivka if he never saw her? We know that Eliezer went out and married and chose Rivka for him, right? So how could Yitzchak have married her, or how could Eliezer marry her for Yitzchak if Yitzchak never actually saw her? Some people deal with how Avram, why Avram was not did not marry did not go on his own and follow his obligation to marry his son. Why did he send a shliach but not for now? And so according to Ma'aribe Rav, according to Rashi, it's great. The reason why is because Yitzchak, we knew Yitzchak was brought as a korban by Kedesh Yitzchak, and so he wasn't able to leave Eretz Yisrael. So if he wasn't able to leave Eretz Yisrael, none of the women in Eretz Yisrael, you know, fit the standard that Avraham wanted for Yitzchak, so then he couldn't leave. So according to Rashi, this is beautiful. According to Rashi, it's great. If you can't do it, which Yitzchak could not see her on his own, so he had to send a shliach. So it was lechachila to send a shliach for Yitzchak. That's very simple. Okay, then the next thing we dealt with was within Asur L'Adam Shol Yishikach Yisha at Shir Ena. What is this Isser really talking about? So we said that Rashi and the Rambam, they both hold that's not really an Isser Gamor, right? Rashi says not an Isser Gamor, it's just not a Lechachila, right? The Rashi is a very, very mana Rashi. If you read it, Rashi says, oh, it implies that even the Ketani you could marry, oh, but you can't because it's not a Lechachila. So it doesn't sound like it's Isser, it sounds like it's an Ezer Tova. And we say that this is, the Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam in Hilchos, Isher's Gimel Yotah says, Ein Roy Lasos Ken. You shouldn't do it, you shouldn't marry a woman without seeing her. Again, not usher, but almost like ke'ilu usher, but not the right thing to do. So, because the Mishnah explains that's what Rambam must mean. And so that's their opinion. Rashi, Rambam and Rashi, exactly why they hold this. I think it's just because it makes things more clear. That the reason why Rashi and Rambam hold this is the Torah, because there are a lot of other issues. For example, issue number one is Avram. If Avram never saw Sarah, it says, the pasuk says, where is the pasuk? Hinei no yadat ki isha yafas mara'at. Where I think when Avram puts Sarah in the box, so he says, wow, now I realize that you're so beautiful. So that implies that he didn't know she was beautiful before. So does that mean he didn't see her? So some people say, no, he did see her, but according to Rashi and the Rambam, no, it's fine. Avram knew that he would love and that he would stay married, and no matter what, would be in love with Sarah. And so he didn't need to take this Eitz Tova according to Rashi and the Rambam. So it's just more simple. If you say that that's what it is, again, the Mishnah is very difficult to say it's really usher when the Mishnah said it. So comes Rashi and says, no, it's not that it's usher. It's a way to do it, just not the best way to do it. And so it's just an Eitz Tova. That's Rashi and the Rambam. So that's the Marsha's question. Marsha asks from the pasuk, how could it be that Avram never saw Sarah? And his answer is that no, he had seen her. He saw Sarah, but he wasn't sure. He thought that he saw her once, and then because they were very tzanua, so he never saw her again. Very tzanua. He never saw what Sarah looked like. So therefore, the Marsha answers, since he never knew what Sarah looked like, he assumed that she had gotten older, that she had gotten less, you know, less beautiful. And then he sees her. Wow, she never aged. She got even more beautiful, and that's why he said, now I know that I was wrong. I saw you before, but I know again. According to Rashi and Rambam, we know it's a much easier answer that no, there was never an issue to begin with, because it's a Tova, and Avram didn't need the Eitz Tova because he knew that he would always love her. Fine. Good, we dealt with everything there. Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. So the sugya within Asur Adam Shikaj is Isha Ashiran. If the Tosos holds, it's Asur, fully Asur, right? It works, but yeah, but it's really fully Asur. Comes Rabbah ben Rashi, and they say, no, that's not true. It's only an Eitzah Tova. Look, it's not right to do it, but it's not fully Asur. It's Ki'ilu, it's Asur, but it's not fully Asur. The Gemara doesn't mean it's really Asur. The Mishnah said it. It's just an Eitzah Tova. Better not to do it this way. And so we said that the reason, okay, why do they say this? Again, I think just because it's simpler pshat. I wrote another reason. What is that? All right. So another reason they could say is because, right, Tosos brings, at the end of Tosos, he brings that nowadays we actually marry Adar Zavis Ketanim, because of the dowry, right? We have a dowry now, times are very tough in Golos, so we marry Adar when they're younger, so they'll get married, rather than have them live older. So I think we said, according to Rashi and Rahman, this is beautiful. When the Eitzah Tova fills it, when the better advice to a father is don't marry off your daughter when she's younger, so then that's great. So then we don't need to marry her off. But when there's a better Eitzah, which is no, better to marry her off now when she's younger than to not marry her off. Period. So then we follow that Eitzah. So when you say it's Eitzah Tova, it's easier. For Tosos, we said was stuck a little bit because if Tosos says that's really fully Asur, so then who cares? What, the money, the dowry is more important than the halacha? If halachically you're not allowed to marry your daughter off, but she's a katana, so I don't care if you don't have money now. You don't have money tomorrow. You can't do it. But we dealt with that. Not for now. So that could be, I think, why Rashi and Rambam hold that they do, because we see many scenarios where we do marry off Ketanim. So to say it's fully Usur is very difficult. Number one, with the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, Nikash Bovishluch. But number two, because just the way of the times, the Minhag HaOlam, was that you could marry off your Ketanim. So it's hard to say that's fully Usur. So if the Rambam and Rashi say, no, it's just Eitzah Tova. And we said the other thing this can answer is how Avram could have never seen Sarah. The Marsha adds, the Pazuk says, Hine Nayadati, that you're beautiful. Avram says to Sarah, very romantic. And so it sounds like from his Lashon that he never knew that she was beautiful. It means he never looked at her before. So how could Avram not have looked at Sarah? Isn't that not a good thing to do? So Marsha gets his own answer, which is that no, he had seen her before and he knew that she was beautiful, but then he, because they were so tzinius, he never saw her again. And so he assumed in his head, wow, she must be getting older and wrinklier, or, you know, putting on weight, whatever. And then he saw her for real. He's like, wow, she actually has not gotten any older. She's actually more beautiful than she was when I first met her. And so that's the answer. But we said, according to Rashi and Rambam, it's a much better answer. It's an Eitzah Tova. Avram didn't need the Eitzah Tova. Avram knew that he would love her. Avram knew that he'd find her attractive. So he didn't need to take the Eitzah Tova to see her first. Good? All right. Good. Now, what to do next? Is that 16 already? Oh, wow. Okay, so 17 is my skip.
Last question on this one. Curious to discuss the Rosh Hashanah 15. Is that 16, right?
Oh, that's good. Okay, good. So that's why I skipped. Okay, fine. Good. Because this is the order we had to shoot. Thank you. So for 15, I didn't do 15 at all. So it's the same sugya again of the also Adam. So we have two ways of understanding it. They're a little confusing. So if I don't say it well, please let me know. Also, I'm speaking too fast. I'm hoping that one of the thousands of you will let me know. I'm doing 15 now. Because I did 16. The order of the sheet, 16 comes. The order of the sheet, 15 is first. But really, in the order of sugya,
right,
I think.
Of course.
Okay. So there are two ways to look at it. So one way, right, the way Tosfos looks at this, you know, usher to marry your daughter, Kichi Ketanim, Tosfos says it's dependent on whether she appointed a shliach or not. If the woman is a gedola and she appointed a shliach, then she's obviously desperate. She'll get whatever, she'll take whatever she can get. Whatever she can get, but if she's a nara, and she didn't appoint a shliach, so then she can't. So then you can't just give, you can't marry her because she might not want that. Good, right? So the Rashba says no. The Rashba says it's dependent. It's all dependent on the age. If she's younger, then she's not desperate. If she's older, then she is desperate. I don't care, shliach. I don't care, whatever. Older, desperate. Older, you can marry her off. Younger, you cannot marry her off. That's the Rashba, right? Tosfos makes it totally on whether or not which she appoints a shliach. Because if a gedola appoints a shliach, says Tosfos, obviously she's desperate. But if a gedola is trying to look on her own, then she's not desperate. She's not talamez of tandu mizar malu. She wants a specific person. And so it's same thing with a katana. If a katana appoints a shliach, then she's obviously a little more desperate. But if the father comes and says, oh, I'm marrying you to this man, so that's usher. Because she's not desperate. You can't just marry her to anybody you want. Now the nafkamina between the two, between Tosfos and Rashba, is obviously if can a father be mekadesh his bito kishinara, right, his older daughter. So we said according to Rashba, always you're always able to be you're marry off your older daughter. She's assumed to be desperate. However, according to Tosfos, if the only reason that she was desperate is because she's already asked the shliach to marry her off, so then no, Tosfos would say no, you can't marry off your daughter. The father can't against her will marry her off. Only if she appointed the shliach could anybody marry her off. But if she's trying to marry on her own, then the father cannot appoint. The father cannot marry her off. The father cannot marry her. Okay.
Did we have the whole thing with the Riazakin and the Rashba?
Yeah, so I left them out a little bit. The Riazakin explains like the Rashba, the Ravid also. I don't think we need that. The Riazakin said the chilik is between Gedola and Katana, not if she appoints her own shliach or not. And the second day in the Rashba was, because people make, all right, so the reason for the Rashba, why does the Rashba hold what he holds? He says, right, because people are going to say bad things about the husband. And fortunately, which by the way, this is cool, this comes up later in the Gemara. This comes up, I think Nun. Comes up on Nun that the reason that the Mishnah says if a man says marry plonis be makum ploni, marry this woman in this place, and he marries the same woman in a different place, does not work. But if he says marry this woman where she is by ploni, where she is in this place, that's okay. We said the reason why he cares where she is because he wants to be in a town of people that like him. So that when people hear that she's getting married, they're going to say, "Wow, he's a great guy." They won't speak poorly about him. But if in New York people love him, she's going to want to marry this girl in New York, so that when a shliach comes and says, "Oh, roughly, you want to marry Ellie," so the rabbi say, "Wow, what? Tell me about him." So everyone in the city will be, "Oh, he's amazing, he's great," or they won't say anything bad. However, if he knows in Texas everyone hates him, so then he's not going to want to marry her in Texas, right? Same thing with Kit, the opposite with Kit. So clearly we see that unfortunately for some reason when people hear someone's getting married, so they immediately say bad things. This Meiser Shahaya, very good musser for all the people that are here. I can never help myself from giving musr, but it's a nice story. So these two girls on a bus in Israel, they heard that their friend Rachel. Do everyone know the story? Oh, okay. Their friend Rachel had just got engaged to a great guy Shlomi. They start talking. I can't believe it. Isn't she the girl that doesn't recover knees? Isn't she the girl that doesn't really behave? She's not the sneeze. She's like, she's not the best meter. She's not the best person. So how could it be that? I can't believe she married Shlomi. He's a great guy. I want to marry Shlomi. Now if Rachel gets her, that's crazy. So the woman behind them says, "Well, girls, thank you so much. I'm actually Shlomi's aunt. And I'm going to let Shlomi know that they should break the engagement. I really appreciate the feedback." And they say, "No, we're so sorry. She's so great. We're kidding around." So like they're like crying the entire bus ride. Finally, she walks up. She's like, "I'm not her aunt. I don't know. I'm not his aunt. I don't know who he is. But you should be very careful about how you discuss." So again, back to the Gemara. Unfortunately, for some reason, people say bad things. So the Rashba says, an older girl knows when they say bad things about the chassan. The older girl is going to say they don't know what they're talking about. I love him. I don't care. But a younger girl, a 5-year-old who for some reason is getting married, is going to say, "Oh my God, they're saying bad things about my husband. I don't want to marry him." So therefore, says Rashba, I don't care if she appoints or doesn't appoint. It's about how she's going to react to hearing bad things about the husband. A Gitano is not. Yeah, that's his reason why he says it. Says the Rashba, a young girl doesn't know how to react to it. She's gonna take it literally. She's gonna get very upset. So she's gonna break off the marriage. We're very afraid of that. Says Tosos, no. Says, but by Gedola, she knows better. She already heard a lot about things. She did a lot of bad guys. So you know what? This guy's relatively good. That's the Rashba's reasoning. 17, no one really knows. I'm still trying to get clarity, and hopefully Aaron will do it tomorrow. But I would recommend it as a skip because it's really long and not simple. It's on a 2-day shir, Thursday to Sunday. So like most people have missed either one or the other, Thursday or Sunday, depending on your shita. I think I may have missed both, but I didn't actually. It was just good shtick, but whatever. So we'll move to number. Now we'll move to number 18, which is shaliach osa shaliach. Oh, we should end it. Oh, it's 1:40 already. We're done in a few minutes. Don't worry. It's because we're calling. So he's gonna get upset at me. Okay, shaliach osa shaliach. Now, so the Gemara now tries to go and learn. No, the sugi is shliach osa shliach. That's what it's called. Sorry.
No.
Oh, you got one? Okay, so shliach osa shliach. Good. At least someone is. So the Gemara said shliach lo halacha can make another shliach, but the Gemara again said that's not true. That you can't do with you can't appoint with mili. We said, what's the difference between gin and kiddushin? Why does the Gemara ask? Oh, gin, kiddushin minalan. I know, but the Gemara says by gin I know that you can have shlichos, but by kiddushin minalan. How do I know? So we asked in number 18, matai shlichos shliach begin kiddushin matai umasai lo. When is it yes and when no? So we have four different rishonim. This is only the end of the shlichos shliach. Yeah, we went through a little bit. What's mili? Why not mili? The mordechai tosis reidke, whatever this being. Filling the quota. So our first answer was the Meiri. That's the first one he asks. Still following with me? Okay, Meiri. So Meiri says that Shliach Ozer Shliach is, we only care about, it's about the Gemar Davar. There's no chilukim between Shtar and Kesef. There's no chilukim between Allah and Kabbalah. All I care about is that the Gemar Davar gets done. So I don't care if it's Kiddushin or Gin, they're both the same. In that, as long as the Gemar Davar, the final act, gets done, meaning the marriage, Kiddushin, or the divorce, So I don't care if the sheikh put the sheikh put the sheikh put the sheikh put the shliach, as long as that get or kiddushin gets to the woman and the gemara davar is done, then we're good. So that's the Meiri, that they both can, whenever there's a gemara davar included, whenever the gemara davar will still get done, so then you can appoint shliach with the shliach by both kiddushin and getin. Comes the kadosh midor vosh, quoted by the Mordechai, and he says, no, kiddushin is different. Because by kiddushin, this is very bechidish, it's like a very lumbish zach, right? That by kiddushin, since the woman has no choice, it's about karcha. So once the get goes into her hands, she doesn't have to accept it, it's hers no matter what. However, by kiddushin, the woman could say, I don't want to marry you, or I don't like this, or I don't want, right? The woman can be kind to her, she doesn't want to marry him. So therefore, the chepsa that the shliach is holding, the chepsa that you use to appoint the shliach, not mili, but the chepsa is really mili. Since if I'm holding like, $100 bill for the woman, and I pass it to Eitan, I point him as a shliach through the $100, and he's going to give it to Rachel. If Rachel says, "Oh, I don't want it," then the chepta is keilu mili. The chepta is nothing; it becomes verbal. So therefore, says the Chadash Midar Rosh, a very big chiddush, that since by kiddushin she has a choice, so if she says no to the chepta is keilu mili, and therefore you cannot appoint a shliach. A shliach cannot be otzah another shliach by kiddushin. But by gin, since it's about karcha, the chepta is always a chepta. Therefore, you can appoint a shliach on top. The shliach can appoint another shaliach.
Since it's mili, you can't appoint a shliach.
But there is a question. But the question is, why is it mili? Right? It's mili because the woman could deny the chepta. She could reject it. Since the woman could reject it, it's not considered a chepta. It's considered mili. You with me? You got it fully. I'm trying to find this. Okay. Then we had another answer. We had the rid. We had the toast rid. Thank you.
Well, I understand.
What?
Since the chepsa is basically mili, you're not able to appoint another shliach.
Since she won't accept the chepsa, so therefore the chepsa is considered mili. The only way you could pass on this through a chepsa, which is what we're about to see.
Right.
Similar now to the toast rid. Toast rid explains. Please don't pick on anyone handicapped. Okay. I got you back. I know, it's fine. No one's listening at this point. We're already past 30.
No one's listening, and they're not going to know.
Yeah. They don't know what I'm talking about. It could be anyone. So the Torah really explains that only by Sheikha Olacha, that it doesn't matter Kiddushin or Gin, but by both Kiddushin and Gin, a Sheikh can only appoint another Sheikh when it's a Sheikh Olacha, a Sheikh to give. But a Sheikh like a Baal, a Sheikh to receive, you cannot appoint. Why? Because again, by Sheikh Olacha, there's a Chavit. There's a Messiah's Chavit. You're passing over the item. So when you're passing over the item, it's fine. So now, as opposed to the Kashmir Darvash, it's very similar logic, but says Kiddushin is fully out, Gershin is fully in. The Rid says no. Kiddushin Halacha and Gin Halacha are in. Kiddushin Kabbalah and Gin Halacha Kabbalah are out, because only by Halacha is there a Mesiras Chifetz. And then the last answer was a very famous, and we see him all the time, Rav Bartolini. He's like been taking over our shir. So he was quoted in the Rashba. I remember I wrote like Rav Bar Tziloni. There we go. Yeah, in the Rashba. And he says, Rabbi Tziloni says, you can only appoint a shliach if you make a kinyan. So it could be wherever, it could be anyone, gain, kiddushin, halacha, whatever, as long as there's a kinyan made between each shaliach. So again, just a chazer quickly, the Meiri says, there's no chilek between the two. You're always, as long as you do the Gemar Dover, as long as the Gemar Dover, kiddushin, again gets done, they're all good. Answer number one, Meiri. Kadosh Midrash says no. By gain, yes, because there's a chavetz. By kiddushin, no. You can never be oser shliach, because by kiddushin, she can reject the kiddushin, and the chetza becomes a mili. And we know you can't be shliach with mili. Answer number three was the Rid, who says that you need that by halacha there's a mesiras chavetz. Therefore, it works by kabbalah. There's not. I mean, the Rav Bartzaloni, quoted by the Rashbam, that says that as long as you make a kinyan, so then it's fine.
Does the Rid say star works?
Yeah, shut up. Okay, moving on. Last question. Thank you. Does the Rid say again? If it's a halacha, the point is because it is a chifetz.
It still would work.
The star is a chifetz. So the point is, as long as the point.
Some reason I have it.
I could be wrong. You definitely could be wrong. We're talking in the Rid. One second. This is discussing the. No, you're talking. That's the Shilta Gibor. It talks about the hug between Kiddush and Kiddush.
Oh.
You didn't answer that. So the Gemara explained that the Rik could be discussing Kesef, because there you could create a chalos, but he's probably not discussing Shtar, only Kesef. But I don't, I don't know if he wants us to give the Shilu Gemara. Does he put the Shilu Gemara underneath?
Yeah, it's a little more.
Oh, darn it. Yeah, but in all honesty, done? Okay, we're moving on. So, he's going to get very upset, because I'm going to be finished in like 5 minutes. Okay. We'll have a Kuntz after. So, let's say we're. Okay. Now, so we're going to do the last circuit for today.
Do you have a guitar?
The last circuit for today is Shlichos Lahafrashat Tiruma. Now, we discussed, right, that. So, again, in trying to find how we know Shlichos, so first, the Gemara on the bottom of Mem Alf says, we say, no, that doesn't work. So, we say, what about maybe Truma? And we go to the top of Mem Alf and Beis, and we say, no, Truma can work by Machshava, Kyush, it's not work by Machshava. Are you leaving?
He's trying to tip himself over.
Okay, now, so we can just keep it together for a few more minutes. So the Gemara says, "Ela hada tanan, homer l'shulchot seva torim and torim kadas balabayis pinasara osimasara trumas or trumah minah." Right. So we try to say that maybe the way that we know trumah is from this Mishnah. The Mishnah says if the balabayis tells him to do trumah, he does the trumah. Then that's a ratio. And the Seifa says if the shliach did a 40th instead of a 50th or a 60th, instead of a 50th, he did more or less. Within a tenth, or more or less, so then that is completely fine. So we dealt with two questions. Question number one is, it's very strange that here, right, in the Seifa, right, that Mishnah, we allow the quantity to change. If he does 140th instead of 150th, he loses, you know, an extra 10%. So we say that works. However, the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that if the Baal Bias wanted Beinonis, right, regular, Stam, you know, decent grain, and the Shliach did it, was torn with Yafos, with the best. I think Idis is the word coming again also. Doesn't work. So the question is, why by quantity do we say that it's fine if he goes against the Baal Bias, and yet by quality we say that it's a problem if he goes against the Baal Bias? Yeah, good.
Quantity we say was fine. The Gemara in Bava
Metzia, I think.
Metzia said
quality is not fine. So what's the chiddush? Wow. So that's Tosas' question. Tosas answers, number one, that it's not normal to take the highest quality. It's not normal when he takes something to take the highest quality, to give truma the highest quality. That's not normal. So therefore, the Baal, it's against what the Baal Bias wants. However, to take with an eye nothing, to give a little bit more, to give a tenth more than you would have, that is normal. People give a 40th, people give a 50th, people give a 60th. So that is a normal thing to do. So therefore, it's not against the das of the Baal Bias. That's Tosas' answer. A very similar answer to Tosas' Rush, in that it's not a shinoi. You're not changing from the das of the Baal Bias by changing the quantity, because the Baal never gave an amount. The Baal never said, there's never been fired how much to give, so therefore, well, he had in mind, whatever you're going to give, you're going to give. But when he said to take Truma Stam, and you take it from the good stuff, so he did not have das for, and therefore he's going to be upset. Therefore, the point is, by quantity, you're not going against the Baal Bias. He didn't explicitly state what he wanted. So therefore, when you take a 40th, instead of a 50th, he can't be upset, because he didn't say anything. But if he says, I'll take Truma, and again, the normal way to take Truma is to take it normal, so you took higher quality, that's against the das of the Baal Habayas. Okay, any questions? Okay, good. So we continue on. Okay, now the question is, so again, the Mishnah, we're trying to learn out Shlichos, and the Mishnah, we bring a Mishnah from Truma, we say, look, I understand by Gendon, maybe it wasn't good, but what about by Truma? Look, we have this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you send Homer Shulchot Tei Torah Matram, Kadatsa Baal Bias, if the guy is Torah, like the Dasa Baal Bias, he says, oh, you know, Zach says, Reuben, come, please be Torah in my field. So it works. And then we say, and also, if the Shliach takes a tenth more, a tenth less, that also works. So the question, the other question that we're showing him to deal with, is why do we need the Seifa? It's very strange, right? Why do we need the Seifa? I understand Shlichos. The whole point is we're just trying to learn Shlichos. So just bring me the Reisha. Bring me the Gemara. Bring me the Mishnah, the part of the Mishnah that says, if you send a Shliach, it works. Why do we have to bring in this complicated end part with the 40th and the 50th, and then with the problem with Bar Metzia? Why are we bringing in this, the second part of the Mishnah, when it seems unnecessary? Clear? And we give two answers. Answer number one was the Machna. Because if we're learning, it's at first glance, we're learning Shlichos from the Reisha. It says if the Baal Bias sends the Shliach to go be Torim, the Truma, it's a good Truma, it's a good Torah, it's a good Truma. And then also the Gemara says, the Mishnah also says, oh, and if he gives more than he should have, and he takes a 40th instead of a 50th or 60th instead of a 50th, that's good. The question is, why we need the Seifa? Especially because we just had problems with it earlier. So we give two answers. The Machna gives the first answer. He says, well, time out. We know that you're able to be Torim, and Machshava, you're able to have in mind and be true, take Truma, right? That you can like have in mind, okay, I'm going to take away this 10th of the field, this 40th of the field, sorry, this 50th of the field, and I'm going to eat the rest. And you can eat the rest without even taking the truma yet, knowing that you can take it later. So therefore it says the Machneh, from the Reisha we don't learn Shlichus. From the Reisha all we learn is that the Baal Bais is being Torah. He's sending somebody to physically do the truma, but if I asked you who did the truma, it would be the Baal Bais, because he had the das, he did the makshava. So the Reisha of the Mishnah is just saying, when the Baal Bais has in mind this area, you can send someone else to just take it away physically. But who cares? The Baal Bais did the truma, not the Shaliach. So I would have said, I'm not learning Shlichus from here. Comes the Machneh and says, comes the Seifa, and teaches us, no, that even when the Shliach goes against the Das of Baal Bais, not the Makshav of the Baal Bais, that's when it works. That teaches us Shlichos. Am I going slow enough?
No, but I got it.
I could try. Okay, last one. We'll go slower, okay? So that's answer number one. Again, the question is, why do we need the Seifa? It seems extraneous if we're learning Shlichos from the Reisha. So comes the Machneh and says, no, we're learning it from the Seifa. Now the Pei Yoshua comes, and he says, this is a similar idea, and that is that by the Reisha, so it's and we had this actually, we'll bring it, it'll come up again later, that Pei Yoshua holds that Truma, taking of Truma is a zechus for you. You want to be able to eat your crops, you want to be able to take away Truma. So in the Reisha, it's not that it wouldn't have been Shlichus, it's that it's Zechiyah. So I would have thought, Zachan Adam Shlo Bafanam, that since it's good to have Truma taken for you, so that would apply to Zachlan and Shalafanov, that it's a Zechutz for the Baal, and therefore it doesn't work through Shlichus, but rather Zachlan and Shalafanov. Again, sidebar. Obviously, the Pnei Yoshua is assuming that Shlichus, that Zechiyah is Lav Mitam Shlichus. So Pnei Yoshua says, if I would have only had the Reisha of the Mishnah, I would have said, that doesn't teach me Shlichus, that teaches me Zechiyah, Zachlan and Shalafanov. So therefore, I need the Seifa, where even though it's a Chol for the guy that he took away, the guy would have had 100 crop left, and now he only has 90 crop left. So he lost. It's a chov for the man. Still it works. So clearly, if it's a chov, clearly it's not zachal and shalafanov. It must be shlichus. I'm going to say it again. Okay. So the Pnei Yoshua, it's the last one. It's fine. Pnei Yoshua deals with the same question. And Pnei Yoshua answers that from the ratio of the Mishnah, sounds like it's zachal and shalafanov. Because it's a zachos. To have somebody just remove stam truma for you, exactly what you wanted them to remove, is a zachos for you. Because now, you can go to your field, you know, and eat all the food. It's not tevel anymore. So you had somebody do what you wanted and make it good for you. So that's considered zachin. That's a zechus for him. But we know we have the concept of zachin la'adam shol b'fanav. So therefore, I would have said, learning this ratio, this is not proof shlichus. This proves zechiyah. It doesn't prove anything. And we know the Gemara ben Beizam and Aleph, which we'll get to again in a few questions, a few sugyos, says that zechiyah is not mitam shlichus. Sounds like zechiyah is la'adam mitam shlichus. So comes the Pnei Yoshua and says, if zechiyah is la'adam mitam shlichus, and this Mishnah is talking about zechiyah, then I can't learn shlichus from here. Comes to the Seifa and says, no, even when the man does a chov to the Baal, right? Why is it a chov? Because originally the Baal wanted you to take 150th. So he had 50 crop, he would have now had 49, and he took 140th, so now he has, you know, he lost three. So it's a chov for the Baal Bais. He lost more than he wanted to lose. And still the Mishnah says it's good truma. So therefore the Seifa is what's teaching us Shlichos. The ratio is Zechiyah, Seifa is Shlichos, and again, that's Pnei Yoshua. The Machneh held the Reisha doesn't even teach Shlichus. The Reisha is Machshava, and the Seifa is Shlichus. So both of them hold that we're not actually learning Shlichus from the Reisha, we're learning it from the Seifa. The only question is, how do we get there? Good?
Yeah,
thank you everyone for coming. We'll start tomorrow. Again, hopefully Aaron will get 17. If not, I'm sure we'll get a lot of angry emails.
Shkoi. 20, 30 more.
Okay.